The Raid's Aftermath. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A federal judge in Florida has given the Department of Justice until Thursday to hand over a redacted copy of the affidavit that provided justification for the FBI search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Fox's Mark Meredith reports.
The former president, he has also called for the unredacted version of the affidavit to be released, which was used to justify the original search at Mar-a-Lago. However, he has yet to file a motion to do just that. Instead, it's legal filings from multiple media organizations that has a judge now directing federal prosecutors to decide what needs to be redacted without compromising the ongoing investigation. That's what Justice Department officials say they are concerned about. Republicans, though, say this is not a case where the Justice Department should remain tight-lipped.
The former president is considering releasing surveillance footage of the FBI's raid of his home. Republican Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming placing the blame for her primary election loss on former President Trump. Cheney has been an outspoken critic of the former president, also blaming him for the January 6th attacks on the Capitol. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more.
2 years ago, Liz Cheney won her primary with 73% of the vote. Last week, she could only manage 29%. And that included Democrats who switched their party registration to vote for her. She took aim at Donald Trump in her interview with ABC.
We really have got to decide whether or not we're going to be a party based on substance and policy or whether we're going to remain.
Trump-backed candidates have won 95% of their primary elections. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell isn't celebrating. He thinks the Republicans have a better chance of retaking the House than the Senate.
A federal appeals court putting a temporary hold on Senator Lindsey Graham's testimony in the Georgia election probe. The Republican senator had been subpoenaed to appear on Tuesday before a special grand jury. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott continues to send buses carrying migrants to New York City. Fox's Alexis McAdams has the report.
They are running low on resources here in New York City because just in the past few weeks, hundreds of migrants have been dropped off in New York City. We see it at least twice a week. And another round of buses from the border pulled right into town. Three buses arriving at the New York Port Authority. At least 139 migrants were dropped off in the Big Apple. These buses are coming from the Texas-Mexico border, sent over by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who says he is fed up with the broken federal immigration policies.
New York City's Democratic Mayor Eric Adams denouncing Governor Abbott's policy. A possible worker strike at the end of the month could affect Philadelphia schools. WTXF Fox Philadelphia's Marcus Espinoza has more.
The local union representing workers in the Philadelphia school district, such as bus drivers, custodians, and others, voting yes on a potential strike if they can't come to an agreement with the school district by August 31st.
The message is clear from SEIU 32BJ Workers Union. We will strike if we don't get what we want and demand from the School District of Philadelphia.
Bullet Train no longer ruling at the weekend box office.
Dragon Ball Super Superhero topping the charts in its first weekend in theaters with over 20 million in ticket sales.
Who are you?
An old-fashioned superhero.
The animated film attracting a mostly young male audience. An adventure release starring Idris Elba settles for a second place debut, Beast, selling $11.6 million worth of tickets. And after 2 weeks at number one, Sony's Bullet Train chugs into third place with $8 million in ticket sales.
That's Fox's Kathleen Maloney. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.